This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us today is Pat Williams, the MD of Revolver Resources, listed on the ASX with the ticker RRR. So hello, Pat. Welcome to Stockbox. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you very much for coming on to talk to us today. Could I ask you, first of all, to just give us perhaps the high-level overview of the company and what you're really all about?
Mark, Revolver came to the public market after a near on 7-year journey as a private company. We had always been strong in the thesis of copper, even before it became the hot property that it is today. We'd systematically worked through a range of small-scale private raisings to address the copper thematic that we believed was always going to be strong. In September last year, we brought the company to the public market with two of its premium assets, one north of Mount Isa in the Mount Isa Mineral Province and one northwest of Cairns. We're completely focused on addressing the current and future shortfall of copper metal. So we're an explorer to get to near-term production, to get to production to produce copper. That's really us in a nutshell. Our business is comprised of people who are from the industry, who have experience across the life cycle of minerals assets. So we know how to explore, we know how to develop, and we know how to operate projects. So we're not constraining ourselves. We're not just explorers, you know, looking to drill holes and report drill hole results. We have an end game, and that's to produce copper, and we've put our asset portfolio together to give us a head start on that, and we're well down the track and look forward to giving you a little bit more colour on that today.
Okay, so the end game is to produce copper. So yes, the next question would be, what projects do you have that, and what stage are they at that will hopefully enable you to do that?
Yeah, look, our 200% owned projects, and that's another, I think, distinction with our business, Mark, is we 100% own our assets. They're ours completely. We've stewarded them prior to coming to the public market, so we know them. We've worked them. We've spent, you know, several million dollars on them previously. So, you know, we understand they have some, you know, potential still to some opportunity still to explore. So the first project is the Osprey project, which is north of Mount Isa in the world-renowned Mount Isa Mineral Province. And we've conducted several phases of work, both surface geophysics and a number of diamond drill hole programs. We've been drilling very large, you know, highly anomalous chargeability targets. And we've confirmed that we're in the halo zones of mineralization for what appears to be quite clearly an IOCG system. Our targets are large and they're at depth, so they're under quite some unconsolidated cover, and then they're down deeper in the basement, so the 300 to 500 meter depth range below surface. So, you know, techniques for finding those, the easy stuff's all gone in that Mount Isa province. So we've systematically worked over a number of years. We have a large acreage, not quite 1,000 square kilometres, but it's a large target-rich environment. And we've systematically worked on our techniques for refining the target identification, and we're circling around that and moving forward with that project on that basis. Our second project is the previously operated Diane copper mine. which is northwest of Cairns. It's in the Hodgkinson Mineral Province, and it's a, you know, in current terms, it's a frontier mineral province in Australia. Historically, over the last, you know, in the case of the Diane project, it was an operating copper project, the highest ever head grades for copper ore in Australian mining history to date. And there are other historic operations in this Hodgkinson province that are, you know, global scale grades, but it's difficult country. It's in the wet tropics. You know, the circumstances and environment are difficult terrain. So when the conditions for exploring, you know, in other parts of Queensland and Australia were simpler, in Western Australia and different parts of Queensland, activity went there. But it's, you know, it's certainly an underexplored, highly prospective region. We have one of the most renowned historic operations. It consists of six mining leases and a surrounding 110 square kilometer exploration tenement. And you know, we're setting about where previous operations concluded in the early 80s at Diane, when copper was less than 50 cents a pound. So it was clearly uneconomic. You know, zinc wasn't worth anything. You know, now, and they just simply walked away. The ore body wasn't, you know, exhausted. They hadn't, you know, run to its extent, both depth-wise or laterally. We know we have copper there. The results we've released and you know, the progress updates we've observed are quite clearly showing us we've just conducted a 3,000 meter 17 hole diamond drill program, and 13 out of 17 holes have intersected, you know, substantial copper and zinc mineralization. So we have copper. We're progressing quickly to produce our maiden mineral resource estimate. Our JORC report will be out, you know, mid-year sometime, again, give or take the bottlenecks and backlogs of processing and analysis. So we're fast pacing our ability to quantify the time and cost to get to copper production. The final dimension with Diane, the Diane project, Mark, is the mineralization still comes to surface. So a large part of the program, we were drilling holes where mineralization started at the collar. So in terms of simplicity and you know, cost of operating, it's shallow. We haven't quite worked out the full extent of it because wherever we were drilling, we were still in mineralization. So, you know, if our focus is to produce copper, then, you know, we're taking many, many steps, you know, at once to get ourselves into a position to be talking about production rather than just, you know, drilling holes and reporting results without any real, you know, game plan following that.
Excellent. Okay. So the Project Osprey then, that's more of an early stage project. You're at target identification stage, whereas Diane, it's hopefully having a JORC resource by the middle of this year. And moving to production, so just a quick question. I mean, the historical work on the project, Diane, at 63,000 tonnes of high-grade copper ore, is it too early to estimate now how much might still be there? Do you think it's significantly more?
What we have determined is, and we're very confident now of the, you know, the geological basis on why and how the Diane deposit is there. So we've got the fingerprint characteristics of the deposit, and it is certainly a, you know, a multi-commodity massive sulfide deposit style. Our future strategy with the cash that we have is to progress an initial resource estimate. It won't be the final, it's just the starting point. And then in parallel, our exploration efforts to look for repeats and upside and extensions, because, you know, these things aren't unicorns. Where there's one, there's more. This one was clearly exploited because it stuck up out of the ground. But given the terrain, the environment, the climate, you know, modern exploration really has to come to the fore here and help us look for more. So we've got the bullseye of the target, we've got the surrounding acreage, all of it, you know, quite a large package. In parallel to the drilling, we've already undertaken a significant sized IP program. We've cased 10 of the 17 drill holes ready for downhole EM work, and we've commissioned and locked in an airborne EM program for the June timeframe as well this year. So we're hitting the Diane project with all of the heavy artillery of modern exploration methodology, both in close and out by, so that we can give ourselves the proper approach to getting the right scale. There's some really nice grades coming in this copper. There's a quantity of it that will make a bulk mining exercise, go through the analysis to be considered closely. We've just come to the end of our wet season, so there's a little bit of a pause at the project on site, and by mid-May, we'll be underway again with the next phase of work. So really, 6 months since we've listed, we've fitted a lot into that time frame, and we're certainly accelerating. We're doing more than we committed to in the prospectus. We're spending less, and we're getting better results. So we're really happy with where we're sitting right now.
Okay. And when you talk about fast tracking to production and getting copper out of the ground, what do you have any plans in place to do that? Is there any infrastructure already in place that you can utilize as well?
No. Look, when operations ceased in the early 80s, all of the infrastructure was taken. We need to get the right size scale so that site infrastructure, transport and logistics infrastructure, and offsite processing infrastructure all is the right solution for what's there, because you get one choice to get that stuff right. So we're starting to apply our thinking now to some parallel studies. There is certainly some fairly sophisticated metallurgical test work underway right now, both on the sulfide and oxide ore. So that will give us the flotation and the leaching solutions. And broadly speaking, across the industry, in Australia at least anyway, and in North Queensland, with aging deposits and existing infrastructure, there is a move more generally to a hub and spoke, centralized processing, remote ore bodies and ore coming in, making use of existing infrastructure that's no longer at capacity or has nearby ore to feed it. So the economics of the copper game at the moment certainly make that a different viability story than it was when some of this existing processing infrastructure was put in place. We've given ourselves the confidence that now it's worthwhile to start to go and look at those, because we have, a greater ore body of the oxide ore. It's continuous. It's a bulk mineable. Again, depending on the met test work and the leach results, it could be quite a viable, very short term, low cost operation that has a liquor being produced in very short order. So look. We can't be specific, because the results that we're getting are encouraging. They're giving us, upside, not downside. So we're just doing more in parallel, because we've got quite some acreage in both projects, and the sooner we start to get some material progress on these, we look to take the company into that you know, small to mid-tier copper producer, which is where we wanted to be.
Okay. Well, Pat Williams, the MD of Revolver Resources, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Mark. Pleasure to be with you today. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like, or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programmes at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.